A fast-moving and quick-hitting storm brought some snow to portions of the area late last night through this morning. There wasn't much in and around the Albany area, just a little covering to an inch or so in many locations. Heavier snow amounts occurred to the south, specifically areas to the south and southeast of the capital region, a little bit closer to the New York City area. And in those spots, there were a number of snowfall reports around half a foot of snow. Of course, the snow accumulates more effectively on the colder surfaces this time of year, so we didn't see that much snow on the roads, but there were a couple of dicey hours this morning on roadways south and southeast of Albany as the peak of the storm came through. That storm now has pushed quickly off to the east, and that's going to result in quiet weather heading into tonight, so I expect a dry night, but then just as the storm was quick hitting and fast moving today, that area of high pressure and dry air will quickly get out of here during the day tomorrow. And we have a couple of unsettled days ahead, both tomorrow and also on Wednesday. Now, this next storm coming at us has more warm air associated with it. So there's the chance for a little light wintry mix at the onset of precipitation tomorrow. But by and large, this is going to be a rainstorm coming up tomorrow night into the day on Wednesday. As the storm comes through, we have some warmer temperatures, so we spike on the thermometer Wednesday, and then we see another rush of cool air as we head into the day on Thursday. So tonight will be quiet. We'll have clear skies or mostly clear skies this evening. We'll see some clouds come in later on. Temperatures will be near 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, it's a mainly cloudy day. And as the system gets closer, we could see a light wintry mix, a kind of a spotty wintry mix during the morning hours. And then we'll see a steadier rain develop as we head into tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will be on the cool side, only between 40 and 45. And then on Wednesday, we'll have the cold front come through with a round of rain, maybe even some thunder as that front passes by. Temperatures will be in the 50s to near 60 on Wednesday. And then we will follow that with a day near 40 or so on Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a spotty light mix changing to rain, high 40 to 45. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a spotty light mix changing to rain, high 40 to 45. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a spotty light mix changing to rain, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a spotty light mix changing to rain, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, rain likely with possible thunder, breezy and mild with highs in the 50s. On Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy and cooler with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.